Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. Yishir shabbis chus for Yaakov and Sarah Esther. Zivu hagam akarv. Chana reza basmir and Rivka. Leider kali al bar vishalim. Baramech bar vishasagita. Vichus yam vishanim tovas. The Gemara in Maseches Kedushin at Afid Beis and Beis mentions the story of Yehudis, the wife of Rabbi Chiyo, who had Sarah later. She was giving birth to twins, and she says to him that my mother told me that my father was ready makabel kedushin from when I was a ketan and I'm maser to you. And he said to her, you're not believed. Your mother is not believed. The aser you to me. The Tosis Rid writes that what about the issue of Shavi Nafshi Chatichati Surah? What about Shavi Nafshi Chatichati Surah? Why can't she believe to say that you're aser to me? Like we have in Perek HaOmer, that if she says I'm married to you and he says no, I wasn't Makadish you, he's mutter and her relative, she's aser and his relative, Shavi Nafshi Chatichati Surah. So there the reason is, it's because Lo Agida Gabayhu. There, she's not connected to those relatives, so she can answer herself to those relatives. She's believed. She's not causing anybody a loss. She's not connecting to them. But here, where she's already connected to him, she has no right to answer herself to Rabbi Chiya. The Shara Melech writes that we see from the Tosis Rid that he holds that it's talking about a case where she admits, the woman admits, Yehudis, that her mother was correct. Because then you can say there's a din of Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur, because she doesn't admit to what her mother says, what Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur is there. She's not making anything else to herself. So it's talking about where she says so that whatever her mother says, she believes that she really was Mekudeshes and she was a Ketana. And so writes the Ritva and Arasugya that it's talking about where the Bas is Modela Divrei Ha'im. And the Shara Melech, he brings from the Shalos to Chuvus Maharid, who asks on the Teretz of the Tosis Rid, that do you think that just because she's connected to him, we don't say Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur? The Ritosa Rid wanted to say, no, she's connected, no, there's no Shavi Anafsha. It's not true. If you say, Hanos Tashmisha Chalai, if a woman says that, Hanov, your Tashmish is usher to me, so she makes a neder, so she's usher to have Tashmish with him, with her husband, because you're not to be machil somebody devar asrila. You're not to give something that's usher to him. So you say, we do say Shavi Nashachatichati Surah, even when she's a Gidagabe. Frek the Shara Melech on the Marit, what are you talking about? What does Shavi Nashachatichati Surah have to do with Din Neder? There, with respect to Neder, since she's answering him on her, she can ask her, and we don't care the fact that she's Meshua Bedislo, like Adin Oser Nechsechaver Al Atzmo. You can ask yourself something that belongs to your friend on yourself. There, she is allowed to ask her because we're talking about a Neder. But here, we're talking about Neamanus. A person is not Neaman himself more than, that a person is Neaman himself more than 100 Adim. So there we can say that yes, when are you Naaman when you're not Meshubad? But if you're Meshubad, there's no Naamanas. And look there that he says in the Das HaMaharit, so what's the Maharit gonna answer? Has the Maharit, he's a very good kash in the Maharit, the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech says, how do you compare is nether, you can make if you're Meshubad. But Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur, there you have no Naamanas if there is already a Shibud. So he answers that according to the Maharit, the din of Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur is also midin neder. And it's like somebody answering an object down to himself. And some Achronim say it like that. So Memela, that's what the Tusha of the Maharit was. And he says that just like in neder, you can be neder on something even if you're Meshubid, you can answer to something on yourself even if you're Meshubid. So the same thing applies to Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur, that's also midin neder. And just like you can make a neder and ask yourself in a case where you're Meshubit, so Tushta Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur. However, the Pri Yitzchak in Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Ches notes that the Maharit himself in Eben Ezra Simen Aleph is Docha the Svar that Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur is midin neder. And he holds that it's midin neamanus like the Ktsos writes. That's Megeder Hadaz Baal Din, that the Torah believes a person in Maman and Isser that something is usher to himself. So therefore, we're back to Arkasha. What's this tzushtel? What is he comparing neder, where you can ask her in a case where you're meshibut, even if there's a shibut? Ech mashvim it's that. You compare that to a case of shavi nafshi l'lisur, which isn't midin neder; it's midin nemanus. But there's no nemanus when somebody else is going to be asked. So that by the Tosis Rid writes that meshabdelei, that in a case where she's meshibut, she's not believed to say Shavi Nafshi Chatichat Yisur, to make something usher for her. We also see in the Ran and Nidarim, there it says that three women go out, get divorced, and take their ksuba with them. And one of them is Ashes Cohen, who says she was raped, and Tumei Ani L'chai, I can't be married to you anymore, I'm Tumei to you. So that was the first case, the Mishnah Rishon, and then the Mishnah says, but then they went back and they said that a woman is not believed. Why? Because maybe she had another guy that she had the eyes for. She had her eye on somebody else, and therefore she's a makalkal her husband. She said, I'm also too, so she's not believed. Frek the Ran, excuse me, since Medina, if she says Tumei Ani Lecha, she's usher to her husband like the Mishnah Rishona, how are we matir her because of the concern that maybe she has her eye on another guy, and that's why she's ushering herself to her husband? Where did the Isser go? Answers the Ran in the name of Acherim, that Mishnah Rishona is not telling us a din. Really, Medina, a woman is not believed to say Tumei Ani Lecha Tumei Afkir herself from her husband because she's Meshubit to him. Only the rabbis were attacking to believe her, and since the rabbis saw that maybe Shemayin and Nasalach, they were choshish that she has her eye on somebody else, they were mamid her al Ikar Adin, and Mikar Adin, she is not believed. So, Komtois, that the Ran is saying, just like the Yisod of the Tosis Rid, that a person is not believed to Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura when she's meshubit to somebody else. By Bazoi, he can't star Lenu Akushya. How come the Ma'arit didn't ask on the Ran? He only asked on the Tosis Rid. But just like his kashas on the Tosis Rid, his kashas also on the Ran. They both say the same Yisod, that when you're meshubit, you can't say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura. So it would appear that we can say as follows. In this klal, that when you're meshubit, you can't say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Di Sura. L'chora, the Yisod HaDin is that when your hodas bal din doesn't work when you're chav la'acherim, like we see in Ksubis, Yotessam and Aleph. And here also, if she's chav la'bayla and she's mafkir herself from her husband, she's not believed. Because this din of Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Tisura is midin hodas bal din. And hodas bal din doesn't work when you're chav la'acherim. So you can't have a Shavi Nafshe Chaticha Tisura, which is din hodas bal din, when you're chav la'acherim, because hodas bal din doesn't work when you're chav la'acherim. However, it would appear that that's not the correct explanation, as we're going to explain. Because in the yisod of this din, avodas bal din, b'mokum shechav la'acherim, is not believed, it would appear that it's not that the person is not believed to cause somebody else a loss, because that's not the issue. The issue is that a person does not have the right to be mafkia the schus of others. A person is not a bal din to be mafkia the schus of others. And when you're modeh something that's going to cause somebody else loss, that's like being moda al dover she'enoi sheloi. It's like being moda on something that's not yours. So, again, the yesod of hodas bal din doesn't work. You're not believed. Hodas bal din, if you're chav la'acherim, is not because you're causing somebody else a loss, but rather it's because you don't have the right to be you're not the bal din to be mafkia the schus of others, to take away the schus of others. And that's like being modal dover she'eno shelo. That's like being modal on something that's not yours. And in that case, in Ksubis, Yotessam et Aleph, that a Malva says about a shtar that it's a shtar amana, whether it wasn't really a loan, it was just written based on a future loan. So even if he has a Baal Chov, he's not believed. Why? Because the Baal Chov has a schus to collect from this shtar Medina to Rav Nosson, that he can collect from the Malva when Lov owes him money, can go to the Lov and collect. So he's not believed. That's because midin shibud Rav Nosson, the Lov is chayef to pay the Baal Chov of the Malve. So the Malve is not believed because he's being molded on something that's shaykh to others. So when it comes to something that's shaykh to others, the person's not believed. The person's not a Baal Din on other people's lives and shibud them to others. Later on, the Gemara says that we learn Tamachem the base. That we learn davar shebe'erva, davar davar mimamon, that you learn edus of davar shebe'erva, davar davar mimamon. And the Gemara there says that just like hodas bal din is kamei edim dami, so too by ask the Gemara, so you should say by davar shebe'erva also. Why don't we say hodas bal din is kamei edim dami? The Gemara answers no. There you're chayv lachrini, but here you're chayv lachrini. In other words, when it comes to mammon, if I agree and admit that I owe somebody else, that's like 100 eidim, because I'm not chav lachrini. But in kiddushin, I am chav lachrini. Why am I chav lachrini if I'm a woman and I say I'm married to somebody else? The answer is because then the krovos, her krovos are usher to him, his krovos are usher to her. In the Rashba, he explains that the chav lachrini is that now she's usher akulei alma b'aldasazu. When she says she's married to him, she's usher to the whole world. So both instances, both are giving pshatim why there's a chav lachrini. Frak the Rashban, both Perushim, whoa. What do you mean she's Chavla Queen? What right do they have in her? What right do they have in her that she can't answer herself to the whole world? What right do they have in her that these Krovim, that she can't answer herself to the Krovim? What the Rashba says, if I sell a field, I'm not the leaf? Because now I'm Chav to the rest of the world, because now I can't sell my field to anybody else anymore. When I say I sold it to somebody else, it's not mine anymore. What right do they have in the field that I'm not believed? And even according to the Gemara that says, Magbiya Mitzila Chaveru Lo Kana Chaveru, because it's like Tofes Ba'achov Makom Shechav La'Cheirim, even though those others have no schus there, it's different because it's like a hefker and everybody has a schus in it. So he's really Machayev Acheirim. But here, where a person has no schus and a person is only Zochem Midaita, what right do they have in this woman that she can't ask herself to the world, that she can't ask herself to his Krovin? Machayev La'Cheirim Mika says, ask the Rashba. So that's the Rashba's kasha. So it would appear that we can answer the Das Rashi in the Rach. Rashi is the first parish that Krovosa Nasrubova Krovin Nasarimba, the Chavlachwini, when she admits that she's married, is the Isser of relatives on her. And according to the Rach, that's the parish the Rashba brings. That's because the whole world is usher to her. And Rashba asks, what rights do they have in her? The answer is, if Chavlachwini Pshat was that she's causing a loss to others, so of course that doesn't apply to Kedushin because it's Talu B'Dasa Isha and nobody has any S'chus in her that you can say she's causing them a loss. However, if, and that's the Rashba's Kasha, but if we explain that the Gedra of Chav L'Achrini is that B'davar Shaykh L'Acherim, a person's not a Baal Din, so we can say that by Kedushin that a person is, we can say also by Kedushin that there is Chav L'Achrini, that a person is not a Baal Din. Why? Since by Kiddushin you're asking her Akuli Alma Kehekdesh, the Etzim HaKiddushin is something Shayach L'Acherim. The Etzim HaKiddushin, she says we think she's single, and then she's really married, this Kiddushin is Be'etzim Shayach L'Acherim. So even though other people, you're right, they don't have any S'chus in her, but so for her does Pol Adina Yisr L'Gabe Acherim. It creates Yisr for others. And it's like Mimod and something that's Shayach to others, and therefore she's not believed. Because Hodaz Baal Din only works just like mammon, and mammon is only shaykh to oneself but not to others. So something that's shaykh be'etzim to others, a person is not believed, and therefore by saying she's married, which is kedushin, there she's saying she's shaykh be'etzim. There it's a case that be'etzim she's shaykh to the whole world, and now by saying that she's mekudeshes to this man particularly, she's asering herself on the whole world. So this is considered something that is Chav L'Achrini. This is the Etzim Shaykh to the whole world. So that only works according to the Pshat of the Rach, that when she answers herself with her Hodah, that's considered a Chav L'Achrini, because Kedushin is saying that's the Etzim Shaykh to the whole world. But according to Rashi, that Chav L'Achrini is because her Krovos are Asr to him and his Krovim are Asr to her. It still doesn't seem to make sense, because this Lechora is not considered something that's Shaykh to others. Bipshuto Kedushin does isn't Poel Batsmusam Isser Krovim. All Kedushin does is there's a Chalos Ishus, and as an outcome, an outgrowth of this Chalos Ishus, there's also an Isser to the relatives. But that is not a reason that the Etzem HaKedushin is something that's Shaykh to others. This is only like Rimas Hefseh, this is only causing a loss to others. And that doesn't bother us when it comes to Ne'emanus of Adat Baal Din. And here there really is no loss to others, because she can marry whoever she wants. So what's the pshat that if you hold that she's answering herself to his Krovin, and that's why she's not believed? Yeah, but what do the Krovin have to do with her? That's not me, the Shaykh. Here she's talking about the Kedushin, and the Kedushin isn't the Etzim Shaykh to the Krovin. It's just an outcome. So why should she not be believed? She should be believed on the Etzim Kedushin, which isn't Shaykh to anybody. And then whatever comes out of that comes out of that. But she should believe on the Etzim Kedushin. So the answer is that it's really not like that. The Isser Krovos is included in the Etzim Kedushin. It's not just something external. And we see this in the Tosfos reading Gidden. There he writes that even according to the Mandiyamar and Peheyom and Beis, that a person can be Mekadesh, a woman, Chutz Miploni, that she's married to him vis-a-vis the whole world except for vis-a-vis Ploni, that's only when he leaves for the world but not for himself. But let's say he leaves for himself. In other words, says the Tosfos read, he says to Arei Mechudeshesli, and all of your Krovos are Asur to me Chutz Miplonis. I happen to like your younger sister. Your younger sister is not going to be usher to me. You're married to me with respect to all of your krovas, and must have all of your krovas, except for your younger sister. Zuck the Tosfot, it's not a kedushin, because he's Mishayer for himself. You're Mishayer, if you leave over for yourself, there's no kedushin. Now, if we say that the Isser Krovas is Memela, since she's his wife, so the Krovas are going to be Isser as a Memela. It's not that he made the Isser. So how can we say that he's Mishayer Isser Krovas? You can only do she, or you can only leave something over if it's something that you're Be'etzim doing. But if something that you're not Be'etzim doing, then how can you be Mishayer that? So it's Gevaldik. So what should be is that the whole shear should be batel, and she should be mekudesh es legamrei, because he has absolutely no right to say everybody except for this particular krova, because he's making the kedushin, and then that's over, the kedushin's done, and then the outgrowth of the kedushin is that automatically everybody's going to be usher. But if you say that the whole kedushin is cancelled, it's because part and parcel of the etzim kedushin is the usher to the krovas, and since he's saying that I'm usher to all of your krovas except for one, so that disables the whole kedushin. That nullifies the whole kedushin, because that's part and parcel of the kedushin. So we see that kedushin is considered chav lachrini because of the iser krovas as well, because they are pol and iser on the krovas. This kedushin, she now, when you say she says she's married, now she's usher to his relatives, he's usher to her relatives, and kedushin is be'etzim shayach to the relatives. That's considered chav lachrini, and therefore there's no namanis. So just like we find this by Erva, we can say the same Geder, but why Hodas Baal Din doesn't work where there's Chav Lachrini. Because we see in the Gemara in Nesechet Gittin that if a person receives a gift, and after he gets the gift, he says, no, this Matana is Batal, it's not considered a Matana. Or he says, Ein a Matana. So Dvarav Kayamin. So a person can be Vatal Matana. Rashi's and Afkamin is that a Baal Chov cannot collect. His Baal Chov cannot collect this gift. Frak the Rashba. Whoa. I don't understand. The reason he's believed to say that the gift is batel is because Hodas Baal Din, like Rashi writes. And if he is a Baal Chov, how is he believed? He's Chav La'acherim. So how are you believed when you're Chav La'acherim to say that it's not a Matana? And Itaka brings in the name of a Rishon that Bemis, he's only believed if he's not Chav L'Acherim. He's believed to say it's not a Matana when he's not Chav L'Acherim. When he's Chav L'Acherim, he's not believed to say this gift isn't a good gift. However, based on Rashi, we can say as follows, like we've been saying until now. Rashi says, if he has a Baal Chov, this is talking about a Baal Chov that he has before he was Mekabel Matana. So he owes somebody money, and there was no Matana, and now he gets the Matana. And he didn't write to this Baal Chov that anything that I buy will be Meshubit now to this loan, like we see in Bava Basra and Kufan and Zayin Amar Aleph, where he writes the Ikni. It's not talking about where he says the Ikni. Rather, it's talking about where he doesn't write the Ikni. And therefore, this character is not Meshubit at all to the Lova. So when he gets this gift, so in theory, if he would receive it, the Lova could connect it, like the Gemara says in Bava Basra over there, like Miglima Dal Kasfei, just like he'd be able to collect the shirt off his back. He'd also be able to collect this land. But if the karka itself is not mishibah to others, this is considered midi de shaykh al acherim, because the malva has no schus in the guf ha-karka. So this person is only more than midi de nafshin, and that shaykh to himself particularly. There's going to be some sort of loss to the Baal Chov. So that doesn't bother us, because we don't say it's considered a... We don't say that because of this, it's not considered a hodah b'makom shechav l'achrini. So the person is believed. Why is the person believed? Because you're believed in hodah's baal din if it's not the etzem shaykh to others. So chav lachrini only prevents hodas baal din from being accepted when it's be'etzem shaykh to others. Why? Because you're not the baal din. When it's be'etzem shaykh to others, you're not the baal din. And based on what we explained, it would appear that we can't explain that she's meshubit, meshuabedes, she's not believed, l'shavya nafshi chaticha disura, because of this klal of hodas baal din b'makum shechav lachrini. Why not? Again, that's what the Tosis Rit said. The Tosis Rit said that when she's Meshua Bedes, she's not believed to say that she's married to somebody else. But it can't be because that the person's not believed because of the din of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. That when there's Hodas Baal Din and there's Chav L'Acherim, a person's not believed. The Tosfos said that it's because that here she is, in the case of Yehudis, the wife of Ruchizda, here she's meshubit to him. But, and therefore she's not believed. But you can't say she's not believed because she's chavla acher. Why? Because in Shabinav Shechtich Lisur, since she's mode, that she's usher to her husband, even though she's meshubit to him, this isn't being mode on a matter that doesn't pertain to her. You can't say that she's not the balas din with respect to this relationship to her husband, because in matters of iser, a person is always a bal din on himself. So to say that I'm married to this man and not to the other man, a person is believed because she's the balas din, to say she's married to him and not to her. Aye, she's causing a loss, she's meshubit to him. That doesn't matter, like we saw earlier. That's not the pshat in Shabbi Nafshi Chatichati Surah. And Hodas Baldin. You don't say that Hodas Baldin doesn't work because you're causing other, when it's Chavla Achrini, because you're causing other people a loss. We already negated that Hezber before. So here it doesn't matter that she's not causing a loss. We said the pshat is that when you're Chavla Achrini, you're not a Baldin. But in this instance, where she says that she's married to somebody before she was married to him, here she's a Balas Din on herself. So she can say that. And that's apparently the pshat in the Ma'arit's Kasha. The Ma'arit asks that you can say Hanas Tashmish Echalai. She can ask herself the Hanav Tashmish. And she's going to be Aser, because you don't give somebody something that's Aser to him. So you see that the Etzim Hadavra, that she's Asering on herself Tashmish, even though she's Meshubitim to Ishus, isn't considered Asering what belongs to somebody else and somebody else. It's not pshat that this belongs to him. It's not pshat that she belongs to him. Because this is an iser that she is causing upon herself. And the fact that she can say Anas Tashmi Sheikh Alai, it's not something that belongs to him that she's now asering. No. This concerns herself specifically. And the shibud automatically goes away. So Avada, she can say that she's asir. Avada, she can say Anas Tashmi Sheikh Alai. Avada, she can ask herself to this man, because she's really the ballast in to say so. And so too, with respect to Chatichat Yisura, this is only a hodah on Midi Dinavsha, and something that pertains to her specifically. What about the Shibud Labayla? That doesn't bother us. That's the kasha of the Ma'arit. Ma'arit asks on the Tosas Rid, well, just because she's connected to him, if there's no Shabanash Chatichat Yisura, this is an issue pertains specifically to her, just like Anas Tashmi Sheikh Alai, she's Aser, because it's not his, and she's the Baal Azdin. So too, to say she's married to somebody else, she's the Baal Azdin to say that, because Midi Di Surah, somebody else, a person's the Baal Azdin to say that they're Aser to someone. And therefore the Ma'arit asks, so why can't she say to his Chiyah that he's Aser to her? Now, we learned earlier, when in the pshat of the Rach, said that it's considered a chavla achrini when she says she's married, and therefore Adas Baldin doesn't work to say in general that I'm married. So there we said the pshat is that kedushin asers her akuli alma kehekdesh. So the etzim kedushin is something that's shaykh to others. So with respect to the whole world, we said before that Kiddushin is something that's shaykh to the whole world. And since she says when she's married, because when you're getting married, you're Asra Kulei Alma Kehekdesh. So therefore that's something that's Be'etzim shaykh to others. So therefore she's not believed to say, a woman can't say without Edim, that she was married. Because we're talking about something that's Be'etzim shaykh to others. So she's not the Baal Azdin. And here we're saying, or here Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is saying, that if it's Mili Di Isura, a person is a Baal Din. So a person is a Baal Din to say that she was married. That's the Ma'arit's Taina. A person is a Baal Din to say that she was married to Reuven before she got married to Shimon. Before she got married to Rav Chiya, She was already married to somebody else. So here she is a Baal Es Din. So before we said that in Kedushin, you're not a Baal Din. You're be'etzem answering yourself a Kuli Alma Gehekdesh. Kedushin is be'etzem something that's shayach to others. But here is a specific case where she's not saying she's usher to the whole world. Rather, she's just saying she's usher to him. So that is the Mahalach until now. And Emir Tzashem, we believe now, they still have to see why the Maharit didn't ask on Ran. And because the Ran says the same Yisod. And then there's more work to do to be Miyashi of the Tosis Rid from this Kash of the Maharit. And I hope to do that, B'li Neder, in a future Shiru Shalom. B'zocha l'lumot u'vlam u'lishmat u'lashos u'lachayim u'kodit u'lisam u'lachayim 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 u'